right from the beginning we said, listen, you're here intelligently and you want to learn more. We are here to teach you, eliminate some of those you know, because they are nonsense. We are talking about punishing yourself, remember? We are not talking about adding something to yourself or to your knowledge or your brain. We are talking about purification and giving up some of these no use feeling of the animal which was useful in the jungle, but nowadays is no good, period. Okay? So I'm talking about giving up. I'm talking about elimination of animal attitude. We are always talking about not doing, because I cannot tell you what to do. I don't have the right to tell you what to do. You should decide because you are responsible, right? Therefore, we talked about one word here, is taqwa. Means keeping your distance, not doing something, not doing that stuff. It says that word, that is what it is. Because taqwa is the guide that comes with a handcuff. For what? For the air, not the water. It will tie your wishes, your animal needs, your appetite, all of that. That, keeping your distance, means controlling yourself. I remember the best way somebody explained taqwa to me, because everybody was speaking about it. Somehow it sounds good when you talk about not doing this, not doing that, and so. And I wouldn't understand, because they use it in different complicated ways, and the same way they talk about fate. And I went to someone, he explained it to me very, very simple. I said, do you remember the first thing you should learn to drive a car? I said, yes, the brake. He said, that's taqwa. When you have the brake, when temptation comes, you stop it. That's what it is. Here, he will say, that should tie or handcuff the hands of that wishes and appetite, then God will open the hand of this intelligence. Because it's impossible in you a lot of hands working together. You wanted the God to open the hand of your aql to the same way aql will open your feelings and all that, you should go and put a handcuff on those animal wishes, then God will open this one. This is how it goes. Yes?
Talk about piety, no? Mm-hmm. When piety has chained the hands of desire, God looses the hands of the intellect. So when the intellect becomes your captain and master, the dominant senses become subject to you.
Repeat that.
So when the intellect becomes your captain and master, the dominant senses become subject to you.
Then you are complete, you are in control. You know what you're doing. Because could you drive without the brake? But you don't like the brake, because it denies the silly wishes of the ego, isn't it? So when you do this, it goes like that. When you do that, it goes like that. It's very simple. We are talking about purification. We are talking about polishing. The stuff that should be eliminated is all the existence of that animal with capital I. When you eliminate that, your meaning is the only thing which is out. You become your meaning, then you will be helped, and yes.
He, without being asleep, puts his senses to sleep so that the unseen things may emerge from the soul. Mm-hmm. Even in your waking state, he dreams dreams, and the gate of heaven will open to you.
This is what you're talking about. When you do this, when you close that door, this door will open. So, without going to sleep, you put these feelings to sleep, as simple as that. Then what will happen? Then you could see the invisible. Because you let go of these senses. Then, without sleeping, you could dream. And in your dreams, you could open so many doors when you let go of that. Like what? Like this. Yes.
Story of the blind old man's reading the Quran in front and regaining his sight when he read. Once upon a time, a dervish sheikh saw a Quran in the house of a blind old man. He became his guest in Tamuz. The two ascetics were together for several days. He said, "Oh, I wonder what the book is for, as the righteous dervish is blind." In this reflection, his perplexity increased. No one lives here except him. He is alone. He has hung a book. I am not unmannerly or muddled as to ask, "Nay, hush, I will be patient, in order that by patience I may gain my object." He showed patience and was in a quandary for some time. It was disclosed, for patience is the key to joy.
What was the last verse? Do you remember the last verse of book one? This is a word that, patience. What is patience? And who is impatient? Mm-hmm. Yes, say I. Because patience is a gift of God and is something unbelievable. When you say patience, everybody will think about, yes, something bad is happening and I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the time to go. That's not patience. The best definition of patience comes from Rumi. He says, you know the meaning of patience? Patience is what a shellfish does to a piece of stone. A piece of stone will go in the animal. First he tries to put it out. If it doesn't go, what does he do? From his own essence, will cover that stone in layers again and again and again to make it a jewel. And he's not in rush. He's doing it lovingly. So when we talk about patience, we talk about waiting with love. The best example you could understand is the way that a good human being should act with the children. Do you rush them to grow up? They do so many silly stuff. So what? You love them all. Because you're patient and you know they're grown up. This is the patient here he's talking about and will be repeated. This is this verse. The next paragraph is the same. Next paragraph starts with the patient. A lot. Because when you're going to the bathroom and somebody is there, you're not waiting with patience. You have to. We are talking about voluntary, we love, and that's not easy. You will see it in different shapes. Rumi will talk about it, this. And every time, he will become somehow excited, and he will repeat, As-sabru miftahu al-faraj. The patience is the key to open that openness, the goodness. Patience. Why? Huh? Because of this. This fellow is always in a rush, always in a hurry. And it should be. Why? Because it will die. And he knows it. Let him cry. We just talked about the dead. When do I die? When this dies? Or when my meaning dies? This is the difference. Patience belongs to my breath, to my soul, because I know it's always there. Patience is for my meaning. This one? Of course it will die. That's why the doctor is not here. My family doctor runs away not to face the problem here. This is not me. But this is this. This is in rush to do a lot of stuff. First of all, it needs a lot of stuff. I don't. The only thing I need was the listeners. If I'm a teacher, I need the students. That's all. Nothing else. Here, he will repeat it again and again and again. Let's see the next version of this again. The first one is not finished. The first one taught you only one thing. What was the thing? What did you learn from that paragraph? Yes, look at it, read it again. What did you see in that? He wants to talk about patience. He was talking about something else. He was telling you that the universe is not what you see with this. I know a guy who could read a book, a blind guy. It's not a book, it's Quran, because Mushaf is that book. He could read the Quran and he's blind, okay? So, let me tell you this story. The story is this. The guy is hanging a Quran over there and he's blind and it's winter time. Means they cannot go out and like, they're stuck in the room, okay? The guy is blind. He has a Quran. There is nobody around. What would you do? Ask the guy, because you're impatient. This is a sheikh. We brought it in not to do the mistakes. Okay? So we said, okay, I want to know this, but I will wait. That break, taqwa. Keeping your distance from what? Curiosity, I want to know. Okay, you notice it, you're curious, but you should be patient. Why? Let's stop the story. Let me tell you another thing. Yes, please.
How Luqman, when he saw David, on whom be peace, making rings, refrained from questioning him with the intention that this act of self-control should be the cause of relief. Luqman went to David, the pure of heart, and observed that he was making rings of iron. That exalted king was casting all the steel rings into each other. He had not seen the armorer's handicraft. He remained in astonishment, and his curiosity increased. What can this be? I will ask him what he is making with the interfolded rings. Again he said to himself, patience is better. Patience